Welcome back. Now, in this video, we're going to be discussing setting up your home network for production using Camtasia 9. Now, we talked about using an external drive last time, and that's so that you can transfer files. So you would produce the files on one machine, save them onto your external hard drive, then take that external hard drive, plug it into your production machine, and then start the rendering process on a second machine while you work on the machine that you do all your work on. But now there are other ways to do this, and if you choose not to go that route and buy an external drive, but you still want to render videos on that production machine or on that different computer, you can actually do so. Now, what you'll need to do is to make sure that your home network can actually see, can actually recognize all of your computers and all of your drives. Then, as we said earlier, you'll need to make sure that you have all of your assets on your production machine. So let's take a look at what we mean by that. Now, typically, if you have computers connected by a home network, you'll be able to see all of those computers on the same network in this area of Windows. And as long as you can see those other computers, you can actually access their hard drive, provided that you've done all of the networking involved. So what you want to be able to do is you want to be able to see the network drive on another PC. So for example, as you can see this particular computer on this network, even though this is not the computer I'm working on, I can move files over to this drive, and this computer can see, for lack of a better word, into mine. So they can move files back and forth to mine. So what that means is that I can actually access files to do my transfer using my home network. So that when you're using Camtasia 9, and let's say that you want to run a batch job, what you're going to do is you're going to go and add files. Well, where are you going to go get those files? That's when you'll go and get the files from the network, as opposed to getting them from your hard drive. Now, this actually does work best if the files are local, but in some cases, what you can do is you can transfer all of the files temporarily through the network. You can operate it that way. You know, if you find that that's too much stress on your network, you can make some accommodations. But the point is that you can use your home network to access files back and forth, and you can use them to run on Camtasia. As we said before, the most important thing is that if you're using assets from your library, these libraries have to match on both the production machine as well as this one. Otherwise, if you start rendering a video, your production machine will look for these assets. And if you don't have them on your production machine, it'll stop the process. So you have to make sure that you've exported your entire library from the computer you work on to your production machine. And you can do that very easily if you just go to the Library tab and then you look for Export Library. So you're just going to export your library to a zip drive and then you're going to re-upload it on your production machine. And of course, this is what we've been talking about. You can then have your production machine access the files on your creation machine in order to render your videos. That's really the point of having this network set up and having everything in one place. And this can be especially helpful when you have multiple videos to do and you're going to run these jobs in a batch, and you've either got to keep working or you've got to set it up so that you can start a process, walk away, and then come back to your personal computer and do some work without having the resources tied up. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.